nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, "It's things you can control that make you successful, not that which you can't control." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who take control. Our first playmaker wanted to become a doctor, but created the largest independent title company in Texas, while our second playmaker was a Navy hospital corpsman in Somalia and Iraq. With us today is the CEO of a business that has five companies in real estate, while our next playmaker is the CEO of the newest hospital complex in Fort Worth. These great playmakers are Bill Shattuck. Bill is CEO of Capital Title, among others, and James Davis. Jim is CEO of Forest Park Medical Center, Fort Worth, and we're going to begin today's show with Jim. Jim Davis is the Chief Executive Officer, as I mentioned, of Forest Park Medical Center, Fort Worth, having previously served as both Chief Operating Officer and Chief Nursing Officer at Forest Park Medical Center in Frisco. Prior to joining the Forest Park system, Jim served as an Associate Administrator at Centennial Medical Center in Frisco and as Director of Business Development for Tenet Healthcare Corporation's Dallas market. He's also held leadership positions within the UAB Health System in Birmingham, Alabama, including Senior Director of Strategy and Business Development and Director of Clinical Services. Jim, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Well, first question I want to ask you goes back to where I guess you started. How does a Navy hospital corpsman become the CEO of a Fort Worth hospital?
Well, Steve, I think that's a great question. I believe, you know, at the end of the day, what really drove me to where I am today is people, is being with people, leadership development, and the collaboration with people to really get them where they want to go. And that's what I really enjoy. It's seeing that light in the individual's eyes when they realize their dreams. And that's what has me in the position I'm in today, and I'm able to really do that with a lot of great people at Forest Park Fort Worth. Is I'll put them in a position to do the things and practice the way they want to practice medicine, to take care of patients the way they want to care for patients. That's why I'm here today.
Had you thought about going in the medical field prior to getting the service?
I did not.
How did you end up in medical corps?
Yeah, it was a marriage of after I got out of the military, my dad was a healthcare administrator. My mom was an RN, an ER nurse. And seeing what they had career-wise and trying to decide what I was going to do after the military, thought, hey, maybe I'll do medical school. And then the more and more time I spent in school, the more time I spent working with surgeons, physicians, healthcare individuals, I really had a knack for and enjoyed working with people on an administrative level, not only seeing them grow clinically, but also creating an environment to where they could optimize what they do, really practice successfully, and take great care of patients. That's what's really driven me career-wise, is seeing myself grow to the point to where I could help other individuals be in a position to where they could be successful in healthcare and take care of people.
So even though you were studying medicine, you really knew that you're going to be going into administration at some point because your folks had been in that?
Or is that
something kind of happened to you?
I think it was always in the back of my mind. And then as I started working with physicians and really had a knack for understanding their point of view, where they were coming from, understanding how they wanted to care for their patients and how to facilitate that with other care providers, really pushed me and drove me in that direction to want to do more of that and to really want to create that environment for them. That's why I really enjoy what I do.
So your first administrative position was in Frisco, or was your prior to that?
Prior to that. Really, I grew up clinically, is really how I describe it, in Birmingham, Alabama, with the UAB Health System. It's an academic health system, really driven by physicians. And what really, I think, molded me career-wise was seeing very strong surgeons, very strong physicians, really driving both from research and clinical application to create great things for patients, whether that was new and innovative ways of doing things or create an environment to where that patient was going to receive the absolute best care and get back to their quality of life quicker. And they were so passionate about it. And I think seeing that and being able to work with great physicians and healthcare leaders, and that type of environment motivated me. It basically drove me to want to be part of that and want to help them accomplish that.
I want to talk more about your hospital moment. I think that kind of led into that. But what brought you to Texas?
Tenet Healthcare brought me to Texas.
And how did they find you, or did you find them?
They found me. And it was an interesting process. It lasted for right about a year. I thought I was going to South Florida, to one of their markets in South Florida. And last minute, the question was, well, what do you think about Dallas? My response was, well, I know the airport there. I've flown through there, and I've driven through there. That's about it.
And that was it.
But then they invited me out. I got to know the market. The CEOs at the three hospitals in the Dallas market, and the individuals at the corporate headquarters here, and this is where I need to go.
Never having really been to Dallas, now you're the CEO of the newest hospital in Fort Worth. Let's talk about Forest Park Medical Center, Fort Worth. You're just barely, you're not even a month old. You opened, correct me if I'm wrong, November 3rd.
That's so correct.
Only a few weeks old. Tell us a little bit about the hospital. What makes Forest Park Medical Center of Fort Worth stand out?
The great thing about Forest Park Fort Worth is the physicians and the nurses, the clinicians that have really collaborated to put together this great hospital. I guess it goes without being said that Forest Park Fort Worth is a beautiful facility. It was built and designed specifically for Fort Worth. It has the look and feel of Fort Worth. But what really, truly makes it stand out are the people. You have physicians that have been in this market for years. You have nurses and technicians that have been in this market for years that really have had the desire to work in an institution that is collaborative and that creates the absolute best environment for patients. Its goal is very patient-centric and service-oriented. And that's what Forest Park Fort Worth is, and that's what makes it so great and makes it stand out in the community.
You know, it's interesting. I do a lot of work with clients that have asked me to come in and work with them on customer service. And to a large degree, a hospital is becoming a lot more like a restaurant. It's great to have a great facility. I want to talk more about your actual plant there that you have, but it's the experience that I get when I go to the hospital, and that's what your patients are looking for these days. It's that experience which you've developed from those people. You have your 70% physician owned. Did you look for these physicians, the specific physicians you wanted to have associated with your hospital?
We did. We look for a type of physician, and inevitably, what happens is when you're looking for the best of the best, the best of the best find you, because they are those entrepreneurial-minded individuals who say, you know what, I want to do things differently. I don't want medicine to be just transactional. I want to be able to take care of my patients the way they need and are asking to be cared for. And when they find us, we're able to create this marriage that creates that type of environment that's very service-oriented, but ultimately is focused on the best patient outcome. And I think, to me, that's what's so exciting about Forest Park Fort Worth, is we create an environment that's very efficient, that's very patient-centered, but is very collaborative between the staff and the physicians to create that great patient experience. Because as you pointed out, it's as much about the experience as it is about the care that's received. And when you put those two things together and create an atmosphere of excellence, the outcomes are better. Patients get healthier and back to their lifestyle quicker. That's been proven time and time again. And I think that's really what our physicians are looking for. That's what drives them. That's why they're part of Forest Park Fort Worth. And it really creates something that is different than kind of the norm of healthcare, or what healthcare has been, which has been become so transactional. It's just about a transaction, and service is an afterthought. We take an opposite approach to that. We think service is at the top, and then everything else will fall into place, and those outcomes will happen.
But not only the service, you have that physical plant there that folks like too. Now, there's four hospitals in your system here in the Dallas area, and there's two in Austin and San Antonio. I've only seen two. I've seen Forest Park in Dallas, and I've seen Southlake, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Tell us what a patient or a visitor is going to experience when they just walk through the doors of Forest Park, Fort Worth.
Sure. Well, we think to create that atmosphere of great service, we have to start with the environment. So we focus on creating an environment that is very community-centric. We design it around the community by what the community wants and needs. And then we look at the five senses. We think that if we focus and hit on every sense that the patient has when they walk in the door and really focus on quality on every one of those senses, they're going to have an experience just from the time they walk in to this beautiful building that not only looks great, it smells great, it feels great. The sound, we put in water features to make sure it sounds great. So we try to hit on every element in a very environmentally friendly environment. We are looking to hit LEED Gold certification, so that's important as well. That if you take that holistic approach to healthcare, you're going to create something very special that patients are going to do great in and want to come back to.
Now, hopefully, listeners are not going to have to frequent your hospital for any reason, but should they have to, where are you located?
We are in the Clear Fork development in Fort Worth, right off Clear Fork Main Street, and also right off of the new Chisholm Trail Parkway.
Well, I've noticed from the other two hospitals I've gone to, you take on the personality of the area you're in, and it seems like your hospital has too. What kind of amenities you have that's part of that personality?
We really do. We take the community very seriously. We want to serve the community in which we are in, and we've done that in Fort Worth. A great example of that is we look to partner with local businesses in Fort Worth, not only to provide the supplies we have or to provide the billing materials to get the building up out of the ground. We have partnered with Avoca Coffee in Fort Worth to establish our coffee bar within the facility to create, you know, very locally sourced, very locally just community feel type environment that serves great coffee. And it's supporting the local community. Again, that's what we feel really sets us apart as well, is we're not just a faceless corporate entity. We are a very community-centric hospital that's there to serve Fort Worth and the surrounding communities.
Well, even though you have four hospitals in the system here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, Fort Worth is not Dallas, and Dallas is not Fort Worth, and you have that unique personality. How do people get a hold of you? What is your website?
Our Forest Park Fort Worth website is ForestParkFortWorth.com,
right. So people can find out about you, and my guess is you'll allow visitors just to come by and take a look at your hospital. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We encourage and welcome visitors to come in, not only come in and have coffee with us, but also come in and have lunch with us. You know, we also focus on the food. We have locally sourced, farm-to-table. We take that approach in the food that we serve, not only in the cafe, but also to our patients when they're inpatients. So we invite everyone to come enjoy that as well.
In fact, I've talked to some of the CEOs from some of the other hospitals, and I understand that it's a destination now for people that want to have a different type of meal. They come to the hospitals not to use your medical services, but to have dinner.
That is correct. We think if we design it correctly and we take the right approach, we can still be very cost-effective and efficient, but provide an outstanding experience food-wise as well as healthcare.
There you go, food and healthcare. Jim, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Great. Thank you, Steve. Glad to have participated with you here today.
Well, glad to have you here. Jim Davis is the CEO of Forest Park Medical Center of Fort Worth. We're going to take a short break, but don't go away. We have the CEO of a company called Capital Title. He also is the CEO of about four other companies, too, or at least has four other companies. His name is Bill Shattuck. We're going to talk to Bill and real estate right after this.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at wokc.org.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to talk to a real estate executive. His name is Bill Shattuck, and Bill is the founding partner of the Shattuck Law Firm and began his legal career in 1977, where he focused on business-related trials, general corporate work, and real estate transactions until 1983. Then over the next 2.5 decades, Bill concentrated on real estate development and settlement services, creating the largest fee title network in the state of Texas, and ultimately building a real estate empire that includes Shattuck Development Company, which includes Willow Bend and Stonebriar Developments, Capital Title of Texas, which is the largest independent title company in the state, Willow Bend Mortgage Company, Shattuck Law Firm, First National Title Insurance Company, and Capital National Financial. All those are part of Bill Shattuck's empire. And Bill, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Steve, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, thank you for being here. You didn't start out in the legal business. You started out working as an employee for a dry cleaner. So how does a dry cleaner employee end up developing a real estate empire?
Well, it takes a little time, I'll say that. No, I was working in my hometown of Orange as a summer job in a dry cleaning plant, which was located down on the Sabine River. It was hot, and everybody there works hard every day, I'll guarantee you. I learned quite a few lessons doing that. I was in high school, but, of course, I left there and went to TCU, got a degree in finance, and then to SMU for a graduate degree in real estate, and to Baylor for a law degree, and practiced law in Dallas downtown for a period of about 4 years. And then I joined my brother, who was in the real estate business, and I've kind of gone from there.
So you practiced law for about 6 years, and you joined—
No, actually four.
4 years. Then you joined your brother in 1983
around
the Shattuck Development.
Yes. My brother Peter and I are partners in Shattuck Development today. He owns a company called Shattuck Homes, and I joined him. I'm his younger brother, and I develop businesses in addition to my partnership with him in the real estate development.
Well, you obviously saw what that could do for you. Which business came first after the development company with your brother? Was it a capital title?
Yes, I originally started as a one-person fee attorney office for what was then Dallas Title. I did it all myself. I answered the phone. It was 1987. I recall that after about a year, I finally made enough money to hire a part-time person. I hired the person after about 6 months. The person wanted to go to work full-time. I told her I'd let her know the next day. I came back the next day. I said, Lisa, who's fooling who? I said, I don't have the money for a full-time person. I went back to doing it by myself. Today, last year, that business hired 159 people and opened 18 offices.
Well, that seemed like it was a natural move for you. Being an attorney, being in the real estate business, it seemed like it was a natural move to move into the title business. Is that what you thought at the time?
No. Basically, one thing, there's a misconception. They think that some people may think that the real estate business and the title business and other businesses are financial businesses, but in truth, they're all relationship businesses. And I've been blessed with the number of friends and the ability to make and build relationships over a period of time. And those relationships have taken me into some outstanding opportunities.
Well, I was waiting for you to say that. We spoke by telephone a few days ago, and you mentioned that also, too. The business I'm in is helping businesses develop that relationship business because, in my estimation, most businesses out there are really commodities. They're the same as everybody else. And let's get to talk about the title company. Every single title company sells the exact same service for the exact same fee. And it really comes down to the relationship you develop with your client, which is the realtor and that homeowner or home seller.
Oh, well, that's absolutely true. I've been building relationships every day for the last, I guess, 25 years. And they've taken me to some amazing opportunities. Certainly, we have a number of core principles, company commitments that I think have helped to attract people to our organization, which is a family business, and I would call it a business family. But we have a strong set of values and ideals. We follow servant leadership in terms of our organizational style. We're Texas-based. For the most part, we compete with large global corporations, and we have our ways to win. We've been, like I said, we've been very blessed. I'm sure that we'll hire in excess of 100 people this year, people that we have met with, have identified, and have chosen to join our business family.
Well, you mentioned those company commitments, which you can find on the website, which is CTOT, which is Capital Title of Texas, CTOT.com. And you can see the company commitments. You mentioned most of them. One of them you have is a commitment to excellence.
Absolutely.
And that sounds like you do whatever it takes to take care of your clients.
At one point in time, we wanted to be the biggest independent title company in the state of Texas. That was our stated goal. We did that some time ago, and really I think at this point we certainly made a substantial commitment to being the best title company in Texas. And it's easier said than done. Creating excellence is a job that's never done. It's never completed. But I put the commitment out there, and if you are in our organization, good enough is not an answer. If it's not excellence, then we have work to do. And it creates issues for us because when you promise excellence, you have people that actually demand excellence. And it makes you spend money and do things to create that.
Well, you have or are associated with five different companies from development to title to mortgage, law, et cetera. Are there any specific playmaking moves that you've made in your business, your life, that really led to your success?
Well, I'll be honest with you. There is a I'm sure you've heard of this, basically. It's out of the good book and something that I followed. People ask me, what do I do every day? I tell them that I've been made I've had promises and commitments made to me. And that is, I've been promised that if I seek, I would find. That if I knocked, the door would be open, and if I ask, it will be given. And so if you wanted to know what I do every day, it would be to seek, knock, and ask.
And that's what you have to do. That comes from there. It's I teach that to people all the time. If you don't do that, you don't find. So as an entrepreneur, you've been doing this for 2.5 decades. You've developed a lot of business. If you had to share specific advice for an entrepreneur, business owner, or someone that is not even yet there, what would you share for them that would help them become a successful business person?
Well, the first thing is don't be afraid. Every day I experience successes. And I experience failures, sometimes I win, and I don't always win, but that's okay. I couldn't at one point in time afford a full-time employee. Now we have over 500 team members. It's okay. You can do it. Be confident. I would say, but in order to do that, you're going to have to learn to build and maintain relationships with business generators that can help you get you where you're going to go. At the end of the day, people don't really do business with a global corporation or a big name company. At the end of the day, people do business with people, and people do business with people that they know, that they trust, and they like. And if you want to win friends and influence people, you need to be out there being a person that people know, trust, and like.
That's tremendous advice. And you've learned a lot along the way. You've come since graduating law school, getting into the legal profession, then getting into the real estate business. But have you had any specific mentors, anybody that you've admired that gave you advice that helped you become the person or the business person you are today?
Well, of course, my brother Peter, I've always admired my brother Peter. He's always worked hard, had a good attitude, and he's never been afraid. So he certainly gave me an opportunity to get in outside of the law practice and into an entrepreneurial business. So I'd have to start there. But, you know, I can go all the way back to my first job in a dry cleaner's plant as a high school kid. And I remember that there was Mr. Smith. It was Smith's Reliable Dry Cleaners. And every day in this hot plant, he had an air-conditioned office. We'd be back there sweating. And I remember that somebody wouldn't show up. And invariably around 10 o'clock, Mr. Smith would come out of that air-conditioned office and go back there, and he would sit on top of a big open washing machine or press machine and do the job of one of his team members. And I, at that time, Mr. Smith was both a patient of my father's. My father was the doctor in the community, and he was also president of the school board. And I remember watching Mr. Smith. I looked at him, and I said, you know, there's Mr. Smith, president, owner of the business, and president of the school board, and he's washing right now the pants of a mechanic down the street. And I said, you know, I guess if Mr. Smith's not too good to wash a mechanic's britches from down the street, I guess I'm not either. And at the end of the day, I'm really not too good to do that. I'm not too good to do that today. And I think some people get to the point in their life where they think they deserve special treatment and that they are above others. And actually, I could go back there and wash those britches right today if I had to.
It's amazing what you learn and what you carry with you. In the last 30 seconds or so, with everything you've done, Bill, how would you say you were able to overcome adversity and survive?
Well, we have been through two. I have been personally involved with two major recessions, and it's a very difficult situation because ultimately the banks in the real estate industry, the regulators do not allow the banks to lend money, and that it creates a cash flow. It becomes difficult to operate in the real estate related businesses. Obviously, in those situations, and it's made it difficult, and I've seen a lot of good businesses fail. We work very hard. I've never lost touch with the business generators who have blessed me by sending me their business for many years, and I've maintained my relationships with different banks and financial institutions. And together, through hard work and through the relationships with business generators, we have persevered and come out stronger.
And Bill Shattuck has five businesses to prove that. And you can check Bill's different businesses on my website, which is PlaymakersTalkShow.com. You can check out what those five. But Capital Title is what is your website again?
www.ctot.com. CTOT.com.
And that's for Capital Title. Bill, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. Bill Shattuck is CEO of Capital Title, and he talked about the real estate business. Thank you very much. This is a terrific show. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.